Before I spoke at Drew University in 2022, a group of students approached the administration and protested the decision to invite me. According to a news article, one woman read a tweet from Horn aloud, which stated, "I won't call a transgender woman she, because that is the opposite of a woman." Many students argued that this tweet was transphobic. Some critics, even those who are Catholic, have accused me of being transphobic or homophobic. And here's my response to them. I don't care. I do not care. What I do care about is being charitable and loving towards all people, regardless of their sexual behavior or identity. I care about loving my neighbor, even if he really doesn't like what I have to say. I care about treating people with respect, but I have no respect for propagandistic labels like homophobia or its cousin transphobia. That's because these labels are often used to shut down Christians and bully them into abandoning their beliefs. So in this episode, I want to show why Christians should not give these terms respectability and should instead focus on the core issues of how we ought to treat one another, be it in a sexual or a non-sexual context. If we allow these labels to invade our discourse about God's plan for our sexuality, they will completely undermine that plan. Here's an example of that from last month in the Yukon Territory of Canada, where, according to this article, a textbook used for instruction at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Secondary School in Whitehorse that contains content identified as homophobic is being pulled from classrooms, according to a statement from the Yukon government's cabinet communications team. Homophobia is usually defined as a kind of hatred or fear of people who identify as LGBT. So what was so hateful in this textbook that it had to be pulled from the school? A previous news article from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation quotes an angry letter from parents that started the controversy. "This is not Catholicism. This is hate," reads the letter. "Our children are not disordered. They deserve to feel safe in their classrooms." The article goes on to say, "The letter is attached to several pages photocopied from a textbook titled Called to Happiness, Guiding Ethical Principles. The excerpted pages discuss moral law relating to human sexuality. It says homosexual acts are disordered and go against nature. The book similarly teaches against masturbation and using birth control, also describing them as quote-unquote disordered acts." And this is hateful? Here's the full context of the excerpt from that textbook, which has an imprimatur. "From observing and studying the human body, a person can realize that the male and female bodies are different and that they are both sexually incomplete. Their sexual bodily differences serve a purpose. They enable the two bodies to unite in such a way that they can do together something which neither of them is able to do alone. They can form one sexual whole, which has the potential of bringing forth new human life. Our bodily differences, our sexuality, are ordered to an end that we can figure out. They are ordered to procreation. This is one of the purposes of the sexual differences with which the Creator has fashioned us as human persons. Any sexual act in which a person engages, if it is to be in line with the order of nature, ought to involve the uniting of two people of the opposite sex so that the procreation of offspring is a possibility. Any use of our sexual powers which does not do this is disordered. This is how we come to understand by means of natural law that masturbation, contraception, and homosexual acts are disordered, and that we ought not to do them if we want to act in accord with the will of God," end quote. If this is considered homophobic, then that means every faithful Catholic must be homophobic. Because this is just what the church teaches. This is why I refuse to answer questions like, "Are you homophobic?" or "Is transphobia sinful?" They're loaded questions designed to generate heat rather than light. They don't deserve a yes or no answer. We should instead say, "I'm a faithful Catholic. I don't hate or fear anyone. What do you think the answer to your question is?" By doing that, we move the discussion away from ourselves and towards the larger issue of whether the critic accepts or rejects what the Catholic Church teaches. Once again, in today's world, any disapproval of LGBT sexual behavior, no matter how mild, is considered hateful and thus a phobic bigotry. One academic paper says, "The term homophobia is widely used to describe negative attitudes toward homosexuality." And YouTube videos that condemn homophobia focus not on violence or radical protesters who use slurs, but on merely thinking homosexuality is unnatural or that homosexuality is a sin. Homophobia is also used as a bludgeon to say that unless someone accepts LGBT ideology, they are literally risking killing people. The media are also quick to blame any LGBT-related tragedy on people who are transphobic simply because they think men should not use women's locker rooms, or people who are homophobic because they correctly note that homosexual acts are disordered. In 2024, an Oklahoma high school student named Nex Benedict died. The media portrayed her as being non-binary, and one article said, "Oklahoma banned trans students from bathrooms. Now Nex Benedict is dead after a fight at school." But an investigation later showed Benedict died of a drug overdose, and she started the fight in the girls' bathroom by throwing water on a group of girls she didn't previously interact with. Now, the death of anyone is tragic, but tragedies should not be used to score points against political opponents or to claim that their preaching of the truth is literally killing people. This also comes up when people say that if you don't support drag queen story hour, if you don't celebrate transgender ideology, and if you don't allow children to undergo mutilative and destructive gender reassignment protocols, they will kill themselves, which isn't true. A 2024 study published in the British Medical Journal showed that providing young people who identify as transgender with these so-called reassignment protocols does not lower their risk of suicide, which is primarily driven by other mental health factors. If anything, these kinds of damaging surgeries and protocols are likely to perpetuate mental disorders that cause these children further harm. That's why last year, several European countries restricted transgender treatments for teenagers, citing lack of research in favor of these radical policies. Finally, I acknowledge that some people do hate and wish for violence upon those who identify as LGBT. This is wrong and sinful. For example, Christians should never use slurs like the F word when referring to people who identify as LGBT. We should also not think that these individuals are less deserving of God's love and our charity than anyone else. In 1986, Mother Teresa founded the Gift of Peace in Washington, D.C., a hospice dedicated to comforting men dying of AIDS. A 1987 Washington Post article reveals that many people protested the facility because they mistakenly thought AIDS could be transmitted through the air. Though some simply opposed caring for these men because they had engaged in gay sexual acts. The article said, "Others disapprove of the fact that the home is caring for gay men. AIDS comes because of immoral acts," said the Reverend William Witt. "Why is it doing charity work to bring them in?" If anything is homophobia, this is homophobia. No matter what a person has done in his or her life, he or she deserves to be comforted at the hour of death. I reject labels like homophobic because they turn everything into hatred, even gentle moral correction. And if everything is hateful, nothing is hateful. Saying the textbook I cited earlier and the Westboro Baptist Church that uses horrible signs at protests that denigrate people who identify as LGBT, saying that these are both homophobic just gives a license for reasonable people to become unreasonable and hateful. Instead, we should be willing to engage one another in civil dialogue, even when we disagree, whether it's on issues related to same-sex morality, as I had with Pastor Brandon Robertson years ago, or issues on opposite-sex morality, like the dialogue I had with a dating coach on fornication between men and women. We should call all people to embrace the gift of God's plan for their sexuality and not allow our culture to undermine it with deceptive, propagandistic terms like homophobia. If you'd like to learn more about how to engage others on this issue, check out my article listed in the description below where I discuss how I shared the Catholic faith at an LGBT pride parade in San Diego, as well as my book Made This Way, co-authored with Layla Miller. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a very blessed day.